Are you considering studying abroad? My name is Tucker Samuel, and this is Studying While Black, for Black students around the globe learning in a unique environment. Studying While Black is a podcast series streaming on travelradio.live, and you are about to listen to Becklin studying in the United Kingdom. Becklin, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm very well. I'm very well. Life is coming back to you. Bring it on. Bring it on.
I haven't spoken to you in ages, though.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Sanity is back. My sanity is back, at least.
Awesome stuff. No more NEPA.
No more traffic, Lagos traffic.
All right. For those who don't know what NEPA is the body that controls electricity in Nigeria. All right, Beckley, let's talk about planning and pre-departure. What was the process for you when you were considering going to study abroad? Did you always know you wanted to study abroad? What made you want to study abroad? How did you pick your program? What did you pack? What were you excited or nervous about?
Okay, so the entire process was so unreal for me initially. But I've always had this dream of like traveling outside Nigeria and like getting a degree from a foreign institution. So initially, trials and error, the whole process crashed at some point and I'd like legit given up on it. And I had a conversation with friends, but you know the story, but let's not go into that.
It's not a lie. It's not a lie.
So when the admission came through, I still wasn't feeling the entire process. To me, it was just a fluke and, oh, I'm not going to meet the deadline with for fees payments and all that. But surprisingly, everything just happened, like, all of a sudden, like I was swept off my feet. Packing and preparation. I really didn't get much time to do intense packing and preparation because my visa, I think I spent a month getting my visa, and when the visa came through finally, I was still working, so really no time to go to the market. And you know, people keep saying, oh, when you're traveling, don't carry this, don't carry. So there were a lot of contradicting opinions on what to buy and what not to buy. I went with my intuition. I got palm oil because I know palm oil, getting palm oil UK food you buy.
Yeah.
I know getting palm oil will be difficult. So I got palm oil and some other stuff. I got foodstuff. Basically, I got foodstuff, like lots of foodstuff. I had like a big bag fully loaded with foodstuff. Like, I'm not going to go to UK and die of hunger or starvation.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But yeah, the entire process was, it's to me, my experience, it happened suddenly. And up until the point I was at Heathrow Airport, I still didn't believe I was coming to the UK.
What a dream. Interesting. So you have studied in Nigeria. You have studied in Benin Republic. How were classes different back home from classes in the UK? Let's talk a little about the academics and language. Yes, you speak English in Nigeria. You went to school in English, but then how did it play out attending classes?
So initially, my first degree is in law. Like, I have a bachelor's degree from law, and then doing something totally different from law, like an MBA. That I had. In fact, my first physical class in uni, I was just staring at the lecture. The man was blabbing all through, getting new concepts like financial analysis. I know nothing about mathematics, so that was like a shocker for me. But other than that, and also getting to realize that most of our professors are not British, they are mostly Indians, and you know, Indian people, they are. I'm not trying shades or anything, but like you need to really, really pay close attention to get what the lecturer is saying, doing coursework and knowing what is called plagiarism. Before coming to the UK, I'm sure in Nigeria, the plagiarism wasn't really a big thing. But yeah, plagiarism, doing an assignment and your lecturer telling that once your plagiarism percentage is above 40%, that you might get to face panel or something. That was really crazy. But the language wasn't much of a big difference for me, though. It's easy to adjust, I guess.
So what class would you say is your favorite?
Project management. I did project management during my third semester. It was amazing. It was really amazing. I got new concepts. And it's quite interesting. Then maybe because my project manager lecturer is Nigerian, so it's easy to understand what she's saying without having to rack my head too much. Because sometimes it feels like you have to translate what the lecturer is saying to your own Nigerian English, and then before understanding what the lecturer is trying to say. But with Dr. Ini, it felt really different. So yeah, I think that's my favorite class.
So when you were leaving, you were buying food. And when you got to England, how useful were they? And in terms of buying food, doing groceries in the UK, I mean, how would you compare the food?
So I think, to an extent, I feel every African food or every Nigerian food you want is somewhere in the UK. It's in the UK. It's just... initially, I always do this mathematics in my head, like, oh, this thing is £10. £10 is this amount in Naira. Ah, God, I can't believe I'm spending this amount of money for... for example, now, the carton of noodles in UK is like £11.
Okay.
£12 at most. But in Nigeria, it's like 4,000 or 5,000, and £11 is... So I legit had to have a conversation with myself.
That's almost... Okay, maybe almost double...
I had a conversation with myself, and I'm like, you know what, stop doing this to yourself. You're no more in Nigeria, you're not earning in Naira, so please stop converting money. But yeah, the food stuff I actually came in with were really helpful to me. I think for the whole of last year, I didn't really buy much out apart from protein. So yeah, it came in really handy.
Travel Radio Live, connecting people, changing narratives. Connect, change, live.
Talking about school and activities, were there any kind of community service or activities you sometimes, you know, carry out with other students? Or in your community where you live?
So far, I didn't really do any community service. I came in, and luckily for me, I got a job almost immediately. So I had to juggle between school and and work. But I think with regards to community service, the only community service I think I participated in is this, there's something called St. John's Ambulance.
Okay.
So I volunteered there whenever they're doing like an event with large gathering and all that, they have their volunteer go stay there. So just in case there's emergency or anything of such. So I think that's the only thing I really involved myself in.
Okay, run us through your day. What is your day like as a student studying in the UK?
So I created my routine in a way where my work timetable doesn't conflict with my school timetable. So on days I'm going to school, I wake up, let's say 7:30. I have my bath. Luckily for me, my house is like 7 minutes walk to school.
Lucky you.
I walk down to school. I try to get into, like, go into class early before the class starts, at least just to get my head in the game and all that. So get to school, settle down, do my classes, do my seminars. I don't come home immediately my class is over. I stay back in school to do a bit of reading. And then at the end, so the days I go to school, I always come back home late because I try to, like, spend my entire day in school. I don't know if that makes sense.
So would you say that it is safe living in the UK for you?
I think it depends on where you're living. Yeah, because I have friends in Luton and other parts of the UK that complain about that, usually complain about stabbing and all that, kids being stabbed on the road and all that. But Coventry is quite safe and secure. So far, I hadn't had any bad experience. It's safe compared to Nigeria. Like, I leave work sometimes 11, 12, and I come home and I'm not scared of leaving work. It's quite safe. Yeah, it's quite safe.
Interesting. Let's dive into this interesting part. What was your first winter like?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm laughing. It wasn't funny. It was really cold. It felt like my fingertips were going to fall off. It was terrible, like really terrible.
How did you keep warm?
Layers.
Oh my god.
Put on layers of clothes. Layer up. Layer up. I remember my godmother telling me, this UK you've come, you see the way I'm dressed, this is called layer up. I was like, oh, okay, you need to dress in layers. So yeah, layers.
Do you find yourself... Okay, go on.
But it's not bad. It's not as bad as I was expecting it to be. It was not as bad as I was expecting it to be. As long as you're dressed well, you're putting on your summer wear, your socks, your winter jacket, and a beanie, you're good.
Interesting. Do you somehow find yourself getting involved in updates about the political landscape in the UK?
How do you mean?
Like maybe about the Prime Minister, change of Prime Minister, what is happening in the government? Does it interest you?
To an extent, it does.
Why?
Every decision the government makes, I look for how it's going to affect me as an international student here in the
UK. As an immigrant.
Yes, how it's going to affect me. So yeah, I try to stay up to date with it, or what new legislation is being put in place, or what is being removed. I try my best to keep up with the politics around here.
Is there anything unique about studying abroad in the UK?
I think to me, one unique aspect of studying in the UK is getting value for your hard work. You know how in Nigerian education system, it doesn't matter how much how intelligent you are. Your lecturer can say, okay, if you don't pay me this money, or if you don't do this, you're not going to pass this course. So if you're not buying this handout, you're not going to pass. But in the UK, it's really, really different. Your grades reflect how hard you work for that particular module. So yeah, it's really different, and it's eye opening. Trust me. Like when after my coursework and I see my result, I'm always happy. Like, yeah, this shows how hard I work.
Interesting. You feel you're more brilliant in the UK than you were in Africa. I can imagine. Nice. Ah, we know you people.
It's just being rewarded for your efforts. It's being good. Rewarded accurately for your efforts.
It's good. For real. It is good. So, tell me, you are culturally aligning with a British music style. Tell me about the music.
So lately, I find myself listening to lots of trap songs.
Okay.
Before coming to the UK, I'm sure I didn't know what trap song is.
I'm lost myself. I'm lost.
Not paying attention to them a lot. But now I find myself listening to Dave. To me now, Dave is like my favorite artist for now. And funny enough, Dave is Nigerian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So his parents are Nigerian, but yeah, he was born and bred in the UK. And he has like the maddest lyrics ever.
Interesting.
Interesting. But we still try to keep up with our Afro pop, the Afro beat song.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. In line of lifestyle conversation that we're having right now, how do you get around? How do you move around? I mean, there are a lot of people that say, UK people, you guys, you're always walking and doing videos and advising us back at home. How do people move around, especially for you?
People doing video and advising people in Nigeria, I don't really subscribe to that. At the end of the day, it all boils down to you as an individual. I know what I'm after. I know my goals and what I want to achieve in life. So every decision and every step I take are in line with that goals towards achieving it. Like, oh, at least to move a step closer to my dreams and aspiration. Cultural shock.
Tell me.
Do you want us to have that conversation for real?
Yes, let's embarrass your village people.
I remember the first time someone approached me in UK. I was like, oh, I like you, you're cute, you're this, you're that. I'm not looking for anything serious. I just want someone to have fun with. And in my entire life, okay, that's the first time someone is saying, that's the first time someone is being that direct to me.
Okay. Wow.
I was highly embarrassed. I was irritated.
Oh.
Because in Nigeria, no guy will walk up to you, at least not... No guy has walked up to me in Nigeria and like, oh, I like you and I want to just have fun with you. Let's just have fun with each other. To me, it was very demeaning. Yeah, it feels like the guys here are quite straightforward and direct with what they want. No beating around the bush.
Interesting. Now I see. We should get around that pretty soon. Okay, but there's something that's interesting me. And I'd really like to know, with your British residence permit, you can travel to some countries visa on arrival. Have you explored that opportunity?
So, as you know, I've been really busy with school. I've been really busy. I haven't had time to travel. But luckily, I rounded up my program last month, so I have all the time to travel and explore. So I'm planning a trip to Scotland and France in May.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm planning that trip in May. So just take a break and go explore and see what's out there.
Nice. Interesting. What was the process with applying for visa to France?
Uno yi sona Monica, uno no lobogo du bini, bono hu voyage radio dot live puno se.
Also, I don't think you need visa for France, your resident permit is good enough to tender.
Really?
Yeah, with your resident permit, you can go there.
That's same new to me. Oh, I know of Scotland, but France, I mean.
Oh. Yeah, with your resident permit. Because all you need is, what you're using is a train from London to France.
Interesting. Does that make you feel like you have this level of travel freedom compared to when you were living in Nigeria?
Honestly, yes. With the BRP alone, the countries you can go into without having to bother about your visa, because the BRP is technically your visa. So the countries you can access, yeah, it feels, it gives me this ego wings.
So when are you planning to go to the United States? Ha!
funny enough, I was talking with a colleague from school. Her husband is based in the US, and she's like, oh, let's go there one of these summer. So we're looking at this summer, hopefully.
Nice. That's so beautiful to hear. All right. So there's something, you seem very happy, like you are living your dreams. And let's talk about something quite sensitive too. Have you ever experienced any kind of or any type of racial bias since in the UK?
So racism is here, like with every part of the world. I think in the UK is a bit more subtle. It's not in your face racism. Mm. It's quite subtle. So I give an instance of like going into a store, especially when you're more than one black person, you go in and then the next thing you see the attendant moving up and down the aisle you're standing in and just keeping an eye on you. You can legit tell like this person is trying to see what I'm up to or something. And even in at work, the racism is that you find out that even though the black person is more qualified for certain positions, it's given to the other color because, well, they feel like they're more deserving of it.
What do you hope can change in this regard?
So I feel when giving promotion or when assigning roles to people, assign the roles to them based on their ability and qualification and not because of the color of their skin. So I feel like that would go a long way.
Interesting. Well, I'm sorry that sometimes it can be systemic in some ways. And for different people, it has different effect on them. I hope you still find your joy living in the UK, regardless of that glitch in the culture. So when you got to the UK, arriving from Nigeria, how was the housing? Tell us a little about the housing. What should anybody know about housing in the UK, especially as a student?
So I told my friends back there in Nigeria that I think Lagos landlord get their inspiration from UK landlord. As hunting was like another different ball game, extreme sport in the UK. You'd finally see the apartment you want, and then there's one issue with the other with the bathroom, that the bathroom is small. I remember one house I viewed that I told myself, but if I end up living in this house, I'm going to develop back problem because you legit have to squat in the bathroom.
Wow.
Well, liars. Until wow. It's crazy. So, but the good part is, you have platforms you can place adverts on, and then landlords and ads agents can get back to you based on that advertisement. I know that's how I got my place. After viewing like 50 yauzis.
Wow, you should have done a lot of videos and advised Nigerians as usual.
After viewing like 50 yauzis, I woke up one morning and I placed an ad on spare room. Like, oh, I want a room and suite between range. This is my budget for the room. And 10-20 minutes placing the advertisement, people started contacting me. Oh, I have this apartment, would you want to come see? Would you want to come see? And that's how I got my apartment, because my landlord was among the people that reached out to me, like, oh, I saw your advert in spare room, do you mind coming to check out my property? So I advise people coming in to place ads instead of having to go look for houses up and down. Place an ad on spare room and have the landlords and agents contact you themselves. So you're at liberty to pick and go view as many as possible till you get that one that you want.
Interesting. I think that's a very smart advice to give anybody, especially when it comes to housing. I remember a friend was talking about a lot of people who gained admission recently, maybe late last year, struggled a lot with accommodations. Some were literally sleeping on the floors of Nigerian churches, and I think that's a good. But what about the pricing?
Well, the pricing. It's fair enough, and then again, it depends on your location. People living in London, now God gets them. But with places within the West Midlands, if you're looking for a room and suite, you should, with bills inclusive, it's like £400 to £500 per month.
So every time we hear London in Nigeria or other parts of Africa, and we feel like, oh, we're all going to live inside London. So what are we thinking? What are we talking about? Are we saying that we should be ready to pay through our noses?
Honestly, yeah. Houses in London are quite expensive. I know someone that moved in recently with her family, and she's paying for a studio apartment. She's paying £2,000 for a studio apartment in London. £2,000 in Coventry would get you
a mansion.
2 or 3 bedroom flats. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Nice. But that's a good tip. Interesting. Yes. But how do you keep up with families? I mean, levels don't change. How do you do that?
So I try not to forget my roots, not to forget where I'm coming from.
Nice.
I'm constantly on call with my dad, my mom, my siblings, and my friends. WhatsApp call. Don't underestimate WhatsApp. WhatsApp was my favorite means of communication.
Nice.
But now WhatsApp
call.
Yeah, I try. At least once in 2 days, I check up on my family.
You got time then. That's so nice.
Yeah.
I mean,
done with school.
Oh, wow. Oh, I see now. So what is your budget like in a week or in a month for you as a student?
So in a month... so for me, when I get my pay, the first thing I do is take out my rent.
Mm-hmm.
So with £200, you're able to stock up your house for
groceries.
The entire month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're able to stock up for the entire
is
month.
Is that applicable to everybody living in the UK as a student?
Yeah, I think so. As a student, yeah, with £200, there are some days I
even
go,
in London.
Yeah, well, I can't speak for London, but West Midlands, yeah, I think with £200, you should be able to sustain yourself for the entire month when it comes to food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rough estimate: how much should a student prepare for to spend in a month?
Give or take £800 inclusive of rent.
So have you awesome. Have you been able to adjust to the entire British system? Looking at your personal growth, would you say you are doing fine?
So far, yeah, I think I'm doing fine. I think I'm doing fine. I'm scared at the moment that going back to Nigeria, I'm not going to fit in, because it feels like, yeah, this is the life I'm used to now.
Oh, I see. I see. Do you plan to remain in the UK, or you plan to return home to find work, or to start a business or something, or to move to another country?
The plan is to remain in the UK and then maybe eventually migrate somewhere else. But for now, yeah, we're working towards getting permanent residency here in the UK.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so happy that you are happy. after all the stress of trying to get in and losing hope, going through horrible work hours in Nigeria. I mean, I'm happy that your dream has finally come true. What's your advice for anybody pursuing something similar?
Travel Radio Live. Connecting people. Changing narratives. Connect. Change. Live.
Well, my first advice would be to mentally prepare yourself before coming here, because getting here and settling into the reality of, oh, I'm finally in the UK, can be a bit depressing. Yeah, I know my first few months here, I really struggled with that. It was a lot. I kept asking myself, oh, what am I doing? Maybe I should just go back home to Nigeria.
Mm.
But yeah, preparing yourself mentally. And also, this piece of advice is very, very important. It's over important. Don't come into the UK without having a clear plan on how you're going to pay your tuition fee. Because it feels like people tell you, oh, don't want to come, you can work and pay your school fees. That is the biggest lie ever. You can't work and pay your school fees. 20 hours isn't going to pay your... In fact, 40 hours a week isn't even going to pay your school fees.
Interesting.
So have a clear plan on how you're going to pay your tuition fee to avoid story that tosh.
Thank you very much. It's been awesome talking to you on Studying While Black. This show is created for people who would want to embark on this kind of journey, and talking to people like you gives us a clear understanding of what to expect. Thank you so much for your
time. Thank you for having me. Sorry, I laughed a lot. What?
It's a good
one.
Thank
you so much for having me.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You so much. It was really, really fun talking to you.
Nice. Marhaba, 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 marhaba.